Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
It's like different because like I saw stuff at Crescent.
Yep.
Also at Winchester. I felt stuff at the Washoe Club. Goatman's Bridge just felt so evil.
Dark, dude.
So evil. And then here, it was weird. It just felt a lot different. It didn't feel, and you guys can tune in to hear it, but it didn't feel evil, but like there's just like an overwhelming sense like you were being watched every time you're
so many
anywhere
people.
You are on this property. It's yep. just like you constantly want to be looking behind you.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the Haunted Estate.
Dun, dun, dun! Welcome to the Haunted Estate, and guess what? It's not Adam here today. It's...
Call me Chris,
Chris is up in the spooky cabin.
I'm up in this bitch, y'all.
That she wants to burn down.
Yeah, I want to light this shit up, yo, because
we might have just filmed a spooky little haunting video together.
Yeah.
A very long one.
Yeah.
Doing an investigation of this house.
What a dramatic night. What a dramatic night.
Literally so much happened and shit happened in this specific studio.
Yeah.
And yeah, you guys got to tune in. I'm going to be posting it next week. So
yes.
So
next week, Chris's channel on YouTube.
We brought a medium.
Yes.
Shit got wild.
We ended up in the hospital.
Why did I forget about that? This was last night and I forgot.
Yeah, less than like 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
Like just a little bit over. We were in the hospital.
That's right.
That's insane.
You got to tune in to see why.
No. Yeah.
Because
Chris was like, we got together. We're like, we have to do some spooky stuff. You know? Like we always do spooky stuff with Sam and Colby.
Yeah.
We love them so much.
Love Sam and Colby.
But we're like, let's just do something. I'm like, you want to come investigate my house?
And I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
Well, dude, I tell people how haunted my house are and I feel like they're just like, eh. Like, yeah, you got a couple things.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've been here before on my own, like without even ghost haunting, and there's been stuff that's happening. So I was like, let's do that. And then
my whole goal buying a house is to not live in a haunted house. Like that's my whole goal.
Yeah, that didn't really work out.
Not at all.
Like her entire property is haunted. She lives on 50 acres. Every inch of it is.
It's weird. It's weird. Even like last night we're walking through and Chris was like, I hate this spot. Like this spot is, I hate this spot.
I'm
like the feelings that I get in this spot.
Terrible.
No, it was something else. It was a good night though.
It was a good night.
But yeah, I tell people my house is haunted because I want Sam and Colby to come here.
Yeah. Sam and Colby come here. What the frig?
So just, you know, we're not gonna give anything away because this video is going to be not only spooky, but friggin' hilarious.
It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be high quality. You know what I mean? And it's
red
gonna
lights,
be great.
Blue lights,
all the lights, all the red flags.
Red flag. Pink flag.
There was a red flag in
there
it.
There was.
Like, physically.
Physically.
Excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's places we did. It feels like the video might even need a part two eventually.
Yeah, probably.
Because there's so many places we didn't
even get to because I didn't want the video to be 3 hours long. It's probably going to be at least an hour. We're not done editing it yet. Shout out to Jay, my editor. But yeah, and we're going to do more spooky stuff too. I want her to come to BC and there's a lot of like... haunted places there we're gonna do show. Yeah. Let us know in the comments below other places
that you
want us to go to
because we're spooky. Now here's one thing. So you've been to the Crescent Hotel with Sam and Colby. We've been to the Winchester Mansion.
Yes.
You've been to the Goat Bridge.
Goatman's
Bridge and then the Washoe Club.
Washoe Club.
So and my house.
And your house.
And where did you, it's fine if it's not me, but where did you experience the most activity?
I guess the most like, it's like different because like I saw stuff at Crescent.
Yep.
Also at Winchester. I felt stuff at the Washoe Club. Goatman's Bridge just felt so evil.
Dark, dude.
So evil. And then here, it was weird. It just felt a lot different. It didn't feel, and you guys can tune in to hear it, but it didn't feel evil, but like, there's just like an overwhelming sense, like, you are being watched every time you're anywhere you are on this property. It's just like you constantly want to be looking behind you.
Dude, for me, it was the equipment. I've been on a lot of investigations. I've done some, I started doing like haunted hotel stuff back in 2011.
Yeah.
I've never had equipment go off like it does here.
I've never seen equipment go off like here. And also Selena has dogs and Eddie specifically. And when dogs like do weird shit or are looking at nothing and barking and do like, watch the, like, weird shit happened, and I hate that. Dude. I hated it so much. Eddie freaked me the fuck out, dude.
Eddie and Gucci, I don't know if actually Eddie was here yet. Gucci was upstairs. She was like looking down that hallway, like through.
Yeah.
She was like,
yeah.
Into the darkness.
I hate that, man.
It's like, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah. There was like paranormal activity shit.
Yeah.
That level.
Have you always been into spooky shit?
Yeah.
I know, like, you've been on the podcast a few times, and we talk about it every time, and I feel like that's something that we like have together.
Yeah.
But last night we were actually able to bring in a medium who kind of like explained a lot of stuff to us and like how your gifts work and how you see things, and that was really cool.
Yeah, that was really, really interesting, and she delves into it like quite a bit. So again,
it freaks me out how she like hits some things on the head
so much. Yeah. In my like romantic life too, I was like,
get out of my life.
Settle down. But yeah, that was kind of validating to hear.
Yeah,
because she like, yeah, she was saying stuff that I couldn't even believe. I've never met this person in my life, and she mentioned stuff that I've never even spoken about on social media and that kind of thing. So that was very interesting. And then we had weird experiences with other people that have passed in my life too. So it was like,
that was trippy. Wow. It was kind of like a wholesome moment.
It was a wholesome moment. Funny. I feel like we're like just teasing the shit out of the audience right now.
They're going to love it though. I know they're going to love it. And also the medium that we're talking about, she's been on the podcast, guys. Yeah. If you remember, Valerie came on a long time ago. She's just,
Valerie.
She's good.
Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Yes.
Yeah. Tonight. Oh yeah, we're gonna go do another investigation. It's gonna be on Selena's channel.
It's about a haunted elevator.
It is about a haunted elevator in a haunted candy store.
It's just apparently it's just a haunted elevator. I'm like, okay, quick video.
We're just gonna stay in the elevator.
On my elevator, get it up. On my elevator, to become my first flow. I'm on the flow with a second flow.
Sorry. No, it's so fun to hear yourself.
Copyright claimed because I'm so good at singing. I'd be like, no, that's him. Who sings that again? I don't remember.
I don't even know the fucking song. I'm just like,
is that like Timbaland or something? I'm gonna get ripped apart in the comments. I don't remember who sings that.
They're gonna love it.
You know that song though, yeah?
Do it again.
You know that song.
I don't know.
You don't know that song?
Do it again.
On my elevator, get it up. Oh, on my elevator, and get that first flow. Up on the flow, and my second flow. Up on the flow, and the flow rider. That's right. Oh, flow.
Oh my god. Yeah, last night, I just want to let you guys know what we were doing at 3 a.m. We were all in a beanbag chair, and Chris and Taylor were singing to me in cursive.
It was so good. What was this like? Oh, Unholy.
Unholy.
Unholy in cursive.
Marmor jar, nori daddy getting hard. At the party shower.
Little do we know, fucking Leroy is up in the loft. He's like,
Leroy the
Stop.
Ghost.
Stop.
Yeah. Doing something unholy. Taylor does it so much better than me.
Taylor's scared. I'll never forget the first time we're driving. It's pure silence. And he just, we're driving, I think back from a beach. And he just starts like, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
It's like a dog like whining. I love it.
I'm just glad you're here. I'm glad you come here. You've called it the compound before. That made me so happy.
Yeah.
I just want to move. I want a cult.
Yeah, it feels like a cult. I feel like you'd be a really good cult leader.
Yeah.
I feel like you do good things.
Do you know what my dream is for this property?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, I want to buy the property behind me.
Okay. How much is there?
I don't know.
Okay.
The other half of the concession, I'm afraid. But I want to buy that and I want to create like a strip. And there's going to be stores, but they're like...
Oh, I love that.
Like a bookstore, a witchy store, a cafe.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then I want tiny houses.
Can I work in one of the stores?
Absolutely. Please leave your amazing career. Come and work in my fucking...
Fuck that.
But I want to create like... And it's like a market and like people go to it. Like, what do you have in Abbotsford. What do you have there that... Can I say that?
Damn.
Yeah. What do you have there that's like the cute little market that everyone goes to? Like we have...
Oh, it's called Downton Abbey. Yeah. Which literally, yeah, like the show, but it's called Downton Abbey. And it's literally all the Hallmark movies are filmed there.
That's beautiful.
And it's so cute. And there's lots of like little cafes and like fairground cafes and like little libraries that nobody goes into, but like goes into like read a book, but take like a not read a book.
Yeah,
like,
do an meet Instagram
somebody,
photo?
Like meet cute. What?
I like that. I just like it. But yeah, I want to create this strip.
I like that.
And then I want it to be like, I want to have a vineyard and revamp the Christmas tree. Whole bunch of tiny houses. Everyone takes care of the land together.
Yeah.
And we're all like witchy people.
I love that. Yeah, we all like get together and we just full like moon sacrifice fuck festival. One person.
I mean,
I mean... I'm just going to stop talking.
Let's just run naked.
Yeah, naked's good. Naked's
that's a
good.
Rule.
I feel like that should be a thing more. Like I, like you know, you, like I'm insecure about my body, but I feel like we'd all be less insecure if we could all just be naked all the time.
Why did Evie have to eat the fucking apple?
I don't know.
She's I just feel bitch. Like if I ran through the forest, my boob would get caught like in a tree nook.
Yeah.
And I'd rip it off.
And just like a dog's. What's that thing called on a dog? The dewclaw. Like they get ripped off on like tree branches, but your titty would get ripped off.
Yeah, or I could play the drum with my boobs.
Yeah. I could play the drum with your boobs.
You could.
I have nothing for you. I'd be more like one of those washboards that go like
because there's nothing there, you have bro. Wonderful boobs. I'm so jealous of your boobs. I could flip TikToks. Mine over my shoulder and milk people behind me.
Milk the village you're gonna build. Can you imagine? Everybody walks up
nurse.
To there's like a line out the door.
Mother's milk.
Everybody's gonna think it's so weird.
It's not the blood of Christ. It's the milk of mommy.
Okay. If you guys are wondering what we talk about.
This is it.
This is it.
They're like, oh, they get together, but they're so cool. What do they do?
This is what we do.
We sing in cursive at 3 a.m. and
go talk about sucking on Selena's titties in our fake town full of NPCs. That
what would write. We name my town?
Ooh.
Let's name it right now.
Hmm.
Booster Juice.
Sponsored by Booster Juice. Not sponsored. Spookyville.
Woodhaven.
Ooh, that's even better. That's, Woodhaven?
That's the name of this.
That's the name. That's right. That's
Adam,
right.
Never like, Adam will never let it happen because he likes to be alone. I don't want people on my land, bro.
Bless you.
Get it out.
Oh, you guys ruined it. You know, you just like look talk up. About the you season, you acknowledge
up.
It.
Look up. Get it. Squeeze it out. I'm going to coax it out.
Get no, out it's gone. There. It's gone.
Oh, fuck.
It's gone like all the fuck men Taylor. In my life.
You know what? I was being nice.
No, I appreciate that.
Sure.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
It's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's just inside me stewing.
Instagram has some questions for you. I said you're here.
Give it to me.
I need some spooky questions. The first one I read
by...
Give
it to me, Daddy.
It was the bird's papaya.
The bird's papaya. Love. I'm friends with her on IG. I love her.
Love her.
She's so great.
I met her the day we both met Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, you met her?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
And like, I have like a weird thing with faces where like, I will meet you and I won't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah. It's I'm terrible with names.
And then after I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that was you. That was I didn't take person. Advantage.
You did that with Ryan Reynolds?
No,
like,
not
oh,
Ryan.
I know you. Well, can't place it.
You handsome giant man.
Yeah.
She wants to know if you could haunt anybody, who would you haunt?
Oh, pwah.
Good one, right? Good one.
All of my exes.
How would you haunt them? Like, what would you do?
That's a good question.
Should like minorly inconvenience them?
Yeah, like just like the most minor things ever. Just like... Like moving their keys.
Yeah.
Like putting salt in their coffee.
Would you like put like impotent drugs in their things so they boners all day?
I put like estrogen in their.
That'd be funny. They could grow some boobs.
Just kidding. They don't need it because they're all a bunch of pussies. No, I'm just kidding. No, I literally, I talk about exes like I have like 50. I literally have two and they're actually both very lovely. So I'd actually, no, I'd change my answer. I would haunt you in like a good way. What I would like help you out wherever I could.
You'd be like, you'd hear my alarm go off to take my pills and you'd just like shoot my phone across. I'd just be like
tapping you on the head and rub your hair if you're having a little panic attack.
Sometimes I think about if you'd die. Bonito.
I think about dying all the time.
But I think about like if you died or if Taylor died.
Oh yeah, I think about people I love if they died and how I would deal with that situation.
How would you want me to deal with it on social media? Let's talk about this.
Like you could either not even acknowledge it you could do, I know you wouldn't do that. Or you could do like a tribute. I'd want you to make it funny though.
Yeah.
I'd want you to do like a tribute. Like one of those cheesy like, how will remember you? But like a sad dog commercial and just have like funny photos of us. Like,
Don't cry. I'm thinking about if you died.
Dude, but now you have to do that with like photos of me that go in and then fade out and then the next photo comes in and fade out. And it's just really funny photos of both of us.
Doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. Bro, like the most inappropriate photos.
We'd have to start a foundation.
Yeah.
What would you want your foundation to be for?
For dogs.
Yeah, immediately. Same.
Dogs.
Same.
Yeah.
It'd be the...
Because that's what kept me alive this long, you know?
Kevin. Oh, Kevin.
Yeah.
He's so beautiful.
He's beautiful. He's a beautiful boy.
He loves his mom.
I love him so much. I love your dunks, too.
Eddie loves you. He loves you once he forgets you every day.
He forgets me. He's like an old man with Alzheimer's.
He forgets you every day.
He sees me, barks at me, and then the whole day he loves me once he smells me. And then this morning I walk downstairs.
And he's like,
and I was like, bitch. And then I make him smell my hand. Yeah. And he's like, oh yeah, right. It's you.
But dude, he even forgets me. And I'm like, I've been here forever.
I'm your owner, bitch.
I picked him up. I sleep with him. Like, I will walk. He'll leave the bedroom. We'll kiss in the morning. He leaves. He goes and has breakfast. Yeah. Adam goes, feeds him. I come out and he looks at me and goes, who are you?
Maybe your dog has dementia.
I'm worried.
And he's literally a puppy.
No, I'm literally worried because like the way he is about certain things, and he barks at nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a ghost.
Maybe he doesn't recognize faces.
Maybe.
Like me.
Because his eyes are always like this.
Yeah.
Maybe well, he just his can't
eyes,
see.
Like, his eyes do that red thing. Like, you know, like some animals, like rabbits and stuff, have like got red coating.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the vet's like, it helps him see in the dark. I'm like, I don't think this bitch sees anything.
I don't think he sees in the light, yeah. Because he's literally always like this.
Maybe he's just trying to see all the time.
I think that's what it is. I should now get that I think of it, out. Now I'm sad. That's God.
All right. Lisu Kilsu wants to know, how old were you when you had your first paranormal experience?
Ooh, I was 11. 11 at 11. My old house.
Was that the outside one?
That was the outside one. Seeing the little girl that had passed away. I figured out later in life that it was a next door neighbor and the girl had passed away.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was very strange.
You connected.
All connected.
What is the scariest ghost encounter you've ever had?
The scariest?
Yeah.
It's weird because I didn't feel like scared with any encounters that we've had necessarily. It's just like shocked.
You got scratched, didn't you?
Yeah, but I wouldn't, I guess that's an encounter, right?
Yeah.
Cause I don't know what that was, but like, I think of encounters as like somebody like I saw or like felt or like something like that.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe the first one where it's happened so long at the Crescent Hotel when I saw like the shadow in the window.
You were so scared.
That freaked me out, I guess.
That was crazy.
That was terrified. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had an out-of-body experience?
Yeah, I guess like with like more lucid dreaming kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I haven't had that like awake, but just for like lucid dreaming.
Sometimes I feel like I go places.
Yeah.
Once I woke up.
Like you could astral project.
Well, I think it's to do with my sleepwalking. I'm just kind of in there and kind of
not. Yeah, that's true.
Man, I'll never forget. I went to Salem. I don't know if I told you this, but I went to Salem when I was there.
Yeah.
I had a medium tell me, like, I went and had, like, a reading done in, like, a witch's, like, lair with a witch. And it was really intense.
Right.
And she told me that when I'm sleepwalking, I'm actually, like, in the spirit realm. And everyone that I'm, like, what I'm doing.
I just picture Insidious.
Dude, well, that's kind of how she explained it. But that I'm talking to spirit and I'm, like, I'm in the spirit world. And those conversations I have are with ghosts, which is sad because it's not deep.
Right.
Like, it's me being like, I have 7 beers. Like, it's so weird.
I believe that.
Yeah. Now, people are wondering, in your house that you live in, have you ever had anything happen there?
No, not in my current house. No.
That's good.
Yeah. Not so far anyway. Not that I've looked for it, but no, I haven't really experienced anything in my house.
No, that's good.
But I'm also looking to move now, so maybe I'll move into a haunted house.
Dude, can I come and investigate it?
Of course. Of course, I'll look for a haunted house.
I'm buying this just so Selena can come and bring her music box.
For the views. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a pretty hefty investment.
That is a pretty hefty investment.
Oh, yeah. Some of these are not paranormal related, and they're a little too deep.
Oh.
Have you ever slept over in a haunted house?
Well, yeah, this one.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
So many Sam and Colbys.
Yeah.
We love Sam and Colby. People love us when we hang out with Sam and Colby.
Love it. Yeah.
What do you like the most about each of them?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Colby's literally like the kindest. Like you look at him and you think he's like so hard and like he'd be like so like emo, like I don't give a fuck. Softie. But he's literally the biggest teddy bear. Like he's such a softie. I love him. Like,
and you know what? They care.
Both of them. And then Sam is just like always trying to make sure like everybody's okay.
Yep.
Like I feel like they both, and why they get along so well is because they're so similar. Like they care so much about you. They compliment each other. They compliment each other a lot. Like we don't. Like, blonde brunette.
That's the one thing that like people don't understand about the social media world is there aren't really that many different types of people.
Yeah.
And there's a huge group of people that are very, I don't want to say the word fake, but they're in it for one thing.
No, like a lot. Like a lot of people that you meet and you're like, oh,
you're not genuine.
Yeah. A lot of those people, we have so much fun with what we do. And like, I am so humbled every day by this. And I know you are too. We talk about it all the time. Like we're so confused by how we are doing what we're doing. So thank you. But yeah, but they're like that too. Like they're just like making the best of what they have and they care so much about what they do. They care about their followers and fans so much.
It's beautiful.
And we care about them.
It was crazy. It opened us up to definitely like a whole new world of things, world of people. Like their fandom is really cool.
They're the best.
No, they're the best. And that's what I find. Their followers are like them.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Do you like cheese?
I do like cheese, even though I'm a little lactose intolerant, but that's one of the safe ones to eat.
Cheese doesn't blow you out the same way?
No, because it has less lactate, I believe. I think.
When you said lactate, I literally felt like I should start lactating. I've never done that before. What does a ghost smell like?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know, but I've had experiences where I have smelled stuff that you guys haven't smelled. Remember when we were in the meat locker?
Yeah, you smelled rotting.
The old meat locker. And I literally couldn't sit in there because it would smell rancid.
And then Colby's just like, it smells like apples.
Yeah, that was so cute. He's like, it smells like apples. I'm like, bitch.
Now here's a deep one.
He's adorable.
He is. Here's a deep one. What's your greatest fear?
Ooh, good one. Like physically or like with life?
I think it's just a general.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not necessarily afraid to fail. I think failing's great. But I guess just like, I don't know, like I don't know what I'm doing with my life, like constantly, and maybe just getting to a point where I just go into an existential crisis and like implode.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah. Just like,
I appreciate that. You're one of those people too. That's like you've let me know when you're like, just if you don't hear from me, you know, and I appreciate that because I need that because immediately I go,
yeah,
I heard for 3 days.
I'm one of those people that disappear. Like I disappear on everyone. And it's my worst quality, but like it's my mental thing. Like I need to. And then Selena's like the only one that's stuck around to like see what happens when I'm not disappearing.
I disappear too, though. No, you, and I yeah, feel like, do, which is
and I'm
cool.
okay with that.
Like, it was like, we've been friends for like almost 3 years. Like, that's kind of crazy.
I know.
And we've been on like this roller coaster together, and it's been cool. But like, we've learned that. Like, I remember one time we had a snap streak, and I think it was like 80 days.
Yeah.
And it left, and I was like, do you fucking hate me? I just need you to tell me if you fucking. And you're like, no, man. Like,
I know.
But no, we're good. And that's the thing. Like, yeah. I know if I know that if she doesn't answer my snap and something bad's happening, I'll just text you
personally.
Or something.
Or like, FaceTime me or whatever. Just make sure I'm alive. I'm like,
and that's the one thing.
I'm
like
crying. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm good. And that's what I appreciate. Cause like, I have a hard time with friendships and relationships that need like a lot of maintenance.
Me too. I can't have somebody that needs to talk to me every day, all day.
I'm a loner. I like being a loner.
Me too.
I like just being in my house with my dog. Yeah. I don't crave going out and doing things.
Me neither. Yeah, we're both homebodies. And I feel like that's same with like partners that I've had too. Like I need my space. Yeah. Like I feel like if I'm to be with anybody, like we'd need to have like separate living spaces.
Dude, that's why we bought that house. It's so big. Look how far away Adam's office is.
Yeah, loft. We have the same bedroom and stuff, but like I need, not that I want a huge house or anything, but I need a place where I could go like escape to.
Your zone.
Like Chris's, a little movie room that I could just live like in for a couple days and be like, don't come in here.
Just me and Kevin. I'm gonna watch my horror movies with Selena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. This one's good. How would you, Chris, dispose of a body? See, there's a murder.
Let
something
me tell
happens.
You, all right? Here we go, all right? Kill him with an icicle or with an air compressor, right? No evidence. You can either air compress their head, like...
ear hole?
Yeah, through here or like ear hole. Have you seen No Country for Old Men? That's how he kills people. He's like a hitman that kills people like that. Or with an icicle, do it. No weapon. Toss it, right? Okay. Everybody always says ocean and stuff, but that's kind of iffy because...
You're going to float.
Could float, you could weigh it down, whatever. So I'm going out into the middle of the woods. I'm going to look up if it's going to be contracted anytime soon. I'm going to dig real, real fucking deep, like probably like at least 12 feet. Mm. I'm going to put the body down, right? I'm going to put some dirt on it. I'm going to put some lye down, right? Because that like gets rid of the smell and that kind of thing. And if dogs come, then that. But then I'm going to put some more dirt down. Then I'm going to find another dead animal. Can't kill an animal because people suck more than animals. Put the dead animal on top, bury it a little more. And I'm going to put another dead animal on top, bury it a little more. I'm going to pack that shit down and put all the foliage on top. And fucking get out of there, bro. Like somewhere where I don't even live close to. Also, the person I kill, got to be some rando. You can't kill anybody you know. I watch a lot of Dateline.
Chris.
Yeah.
Did you just admit? That sounds like you lived that.
I thought about it a lot, right?
Okay. No, I like that. That's smart.
I thought about it because I wait waiting for this question.
It's just like I would kill bad people.
Yeah. Oh, like that's why I love like Dexter.
Oh, yeah. I watched it.
What?
I know. That's not very like me.
Like he's a serial killer and he likes to kill people, but the way he can justify it is he goes after people that are like pedophiles. I don't know if I can say that on here.
Close
and like really bad people or people that have like, you know, assaulted other people or like have done that. So he only kills them, but he enjoys it, but he only kills them. And then he chops them up into little pieces. He puts them in garbage bags and he tosses them into the ocean. He goes out on his boat. So that's another way you could do
that's
it.
That's cool.
But it just sketches me out.
Would you want to try eating meat from people?
I wouldn't want to, but I'm very curious as to what it would taste like.
Man, bacon.
It's funny. I just watched a TikTok about a girl who knows a cannibal because her dad used to be in jail and he went to jail with a cannibal and he asked him all these questions. And people on TikTok were like, oh, if you have tattoos, then you taste worse. So you're like better off, like cannibals won't eat you, as if there's cannibals running around. But apparently that's false. Because you could just cut around it and then just eat the meat under it. That's what the cannibal said.
Wow.
This is on TikTok. It's probably factual. Scientists.
So. Honestly. I've learned more on TikTok than I ever learned in all my years of going to school. Like, it blows my mind what people know and what they'll share.
It's wild.
Yeah. Why are you so pretty? That's a question.
Okay. Like, thank you. You're very sweet. I don't know how to take compliments, but thank you.
I'll just do one more here. Are we gonna do more videos with Sam and Colby? It's like every other question.
Every post I post, it doesn't Sam have Colby? Anything to do with anything. Yep. But hey, go ask Sam and Colby. Don't ask us.
Yeah, okay? Right now, go and ask.
Go
them.
To Sam and Colby and be like, hey, we want to see Chris and Selena on Sam and Colby's show because we love filming with them.
They're so fun.
It's so fun.
And tell them to come to my house.
Yeah, tell them to come to my house.
Because it's so interesting. I want them to tell me what's going on here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll give them bacon and maple syrup and poutine.
I make a nice breakfast.
You do make a nice breakfast. You make me a nice croissant breakfast.
Croissant.
Delicious.
Croissant.
Delicious.
All right. I have an article here that I want to read you.
Okay.
So I'm curious what this is going to say. Adam had some ideas about this morning.
Okay.
Paranormal activity is all in your head, and this could explain why.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So night is naturally suited on paranormal activity with less light and sound to limit imagination. While the relationship is still murky, new research shows an interesting link between paranormal beliefs and one of the most important nighttime activities for us earthly beings, sleep.
Mm-hmm.
In a new study, researchers found subjective measures of poorer sleep quality were associated with stronger belief in ghosts and demons.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us sleep that much.
Mm-mm.
The soul living on after death and ability for people to communicate with the near dead, the death experiences as evidence of an afterlife, aliens visiting Earth.
Mm-hmm.
This reduced quality of sleep included lower sleep efficiency and longer sleep latency, shorter sleep duration, and increased insomnia symptoms, the study authors report. In addition to the self-reported measures of sleep, the researchers found the belief that aliens have visited Earth is associated with sleep paralysis and exploding head syndrome. What is that?
Are people's heads exploding?
I don't know. A disorder characterized by the sensation of a loud noise or crashing sound inside someone's skull. There you go.
Okay.
Isolated sleep paralysis, in which a person is aware and alert yet unable to move without other symptoms of sleep disorder like narcolepsy, was also associated with the belief that near-death experiences are evidence of life after death.
Mm.
To the best of our knowledge, this novel finding worthy of further examination. The researchers write, these findings generally fit with previous studies they note, which has also found links between paranormal beliefs and sleep variables, especially sleep paralysis. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a kid I had it a lot, as well as sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
What'd you see?
It would be usually just like shadow figures.
Dude, it's so
at the
scary.
End of my bed. I remember sometimes I'd wake up and they'd be like holding my feet down. That was like my major thing. And then ooh. I couldn't move my arms.
It's literally the most terrifying thing in the
it's
world.
It's so scary. But then you kind of like figure out, or like I remember researching as a kid so much on my like giant ass fucking huge computer, like how, like what it was, because I was so scared. And my parents would like hear me waking up screaming, and I would look up like how I could get rid of that. And that's how I kind of learned how to lucid dream, because
okay.
you could kind of take control of, because technically, well, supposedly it's a dream, so you can kind of take control of it a little bit more. And I kind of got to that point where I was controlling it, and then I just stopped getting sleep paralysis.
Well, that's good. Like growing out of it, kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, I grew out of it. Same as sleepwalking. I grew out of that too.
I babysat this one kid who would get it really bad, and his mom was like, you just have to rip him out of bed and put him in the freezer. So I would pull it. He was like two.
Deep freezer
he'd start
kid?
Going crazy. And then you take him, you put his head in the freezer, and he just like,
no, like the who the cold. Fuck wouldn't wake up or else he
right?
dies?
Right? No, it was, well, no, you don't like shove him in. You just hold his
you
head in there.
You just light their hair on fire and they'll wake up. If they don't, yes, we're going to be mauled.
No, it's, I don't know. It's just, it's so crazy. It's I wild. Get that, like not being asleep, like maybe parts of your brain are different. But Adam was like, yeah, maybe it's not in your head. Maybe you're just like more connected because your brain is altered in a different state.
Yeah, you're just more open because you're in a, yeah.
How much do you sleep on an average night?
Every night's different, but I'd say, well, I actually watched this sleep study, this doctor, he's a sleep doctor essentially, talk about how literally nobody could survive if they were sleeping like 4 or 5 hours a night, every single night, like literally that's 0% of the population. And I used to think like, no, I do, but I guess it's like 5 to 6 hours yeah. is like,
do you find that you'll crash if you start like not getting consistent sleep? Because I remember spending some time with you once.
Mm-hmm.
I think, when was that? I forget when it was, but you were like literally doing like 3 hours a night for a bit.
Yeah, like there's bouts where you could do that. Like that's like what I was talking about, you die. Like that's like every single night. But yeah, no, there's like weeks on end where I will get like 3 to 5 hours of sleep. And like I used to have to take sleeping pills and all this stuff, but it made me feel like shit. So
I get sleep anxiety. Like when I'm getting ready for bed, I get anxious that I didn't get enough stuff done.
Yeah.
I get anxious. Like I have this much stuff to do tomorrow or like, it's like all my regrets of my life come to me right when I'm trying to fall asleep.
Yeah. And then when you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm fine. I have the whole day to figure our shit out. But then always when you go to sleep, it's like, but that's like me too. But then my issue too is that sometimes like I could probably fall asleep within like an hour or so, but then I wake up so much.
Are you a lightest sleeper?
And if Kevin like moves his head slightly, like I'll wake up. So that's my thing is that I just can't stay asleep.
Stay asleep.
Yeah.
Like, we heard a bang last night. Was that you or was that you?
That was me.
Okay.
I was killing a bug.
Were you really?
Yeah, there was a bug like fucking this big on the floor. And I was like, what the fuck
what is kind
that?
Of bug it
looked like
was
an
it?
E-wig or something. And I got my boot out and I was like, fuck, 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 fuck. And I was like, oh, they're going to think that's a ghost.
No, I'm glad you're okay. No, that's weird. That's that one room. Like there's no bugs in the house with that one room. Like they'll show up.
Yeah.
And it's very strange. Like Taylor brought it up.
There's like 5 ladybugs in there.
What the fuck? It's winter.
Are ladybugs a thing in the winter? Like literally,
not.
But only in the bathroom.
We were in there and we were like with the vacuum and we like got everything. We're like, okay, we're good. There's not a single like one thing in there.
I've found 5 ladybugs.
Why are they alive?
I don't know, but I didn't have the heart to kill them. Cause like, if I feel like if I crack them, it'd go and I just can't do that.
Yeah. But was the guy like a little ugly guy with a square back? The one on the floor?
No. Oh, like the big one?
Yeah.
No, he looked like I think it was an earwig.
Ew.
I hate them.
I'm sorry.
Because I can crawl into your ear. And
you can sleep
legs.
In my bed tonight. I'll sleep up there.
Okay, cool. Kick Adam out.
Get the fuck out. I'm having a girls' night.
Yeah.
We can have a jumbo sleepover party in the loft.
Yeah.
Pull all the mattresses and we can watch scary movies.
Yeah. That's the best.
No, thank you for coming on the podcast.
It kills.
You've been here like what? This is like third time? Fourth time?
No, it's only like the third time.
Third time? Third well, that's time. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell everyone. Everyone already knows, but tell them where to find you.
I am Colmy Chris on YouTube and TikTok. And on Instagram, I am Chris Collins. And
someone stole your freaking username.
Actually, yeah. No, they did. And then I had to just use my regular ass name. So, but yeah, you can follow me. You don't have to follow me. You know, we have fun, though.
Yeah.
I have fun on my channel.
Do you have any big projects or anything coming up that you can tell people about?
I'm launching a clothing line soon. It's called me. It's like,
it's sick as fuck.
It's like Lululemon meets Hot Topic, and it's kind of legit.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to launch that.
I got to see a little teaser yesterday, and my mind was fucking blown.
Yeah. And we have super spooky video coming out next week.
And if it does
well. Super excited about. If it does well, we're going to keep doing it and make it kind of like a series on both of our channels.
Yeah.
So I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget, if life is fucky, don't make permanent decisions on temporary feelings because things change. I had the most unbelievable anxiety of my life.
Yeah.
That's one thing we can't talk about. Gucci got outside and the coyotes were out and she was barking at the
last
coyotes
night.
And I almost died.
So scary.
Yep.
It was so scary. And she was literally only outside for like maybe a minute and a half, but Selena had a heart attack. And
in
I had
that
a
moment, I'm like, I
her.
Will die. Like I will die. I'll have to die if I can't
She's
find her.
She's okay though.
Yeah. So don't make intense decisions on temporary feelings.
Yeah.
Stay strong. And we love you.
We love you.
See you next week. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.